Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of One Fifth Avenue, written by Candace Bushnell and read by Carrington McDuffie.
The sommelier came to the table.
"We'll have the Bordeaux," Paul said.
He handed over the wine menu and continued to Annalisa.
"I still don't get it. Why do you have to go to a funeral to get this apartment? Isn't cold hard cash enough?"
"It doesn't work that way," Annalisa said, tearing off a small piece of bread. "Apparently it's all about who you know. That's why I'm going, to meet some of the other residents. Eventually you'll have to meet them too. And when you do, please don't call anyone a fruit."
"How much does he charge?"
Paul asked. "Who?"
"This Billy Litchfield character."
"I don't know."
"You hired him and didn't ask how much he cost?"
"He's not an object, Paul. He's a person. I didn't want to be rude."
"He's the help," Paul said.
"You're the one with the money. You talk to him," Annalisa said.
"The help is your area," Paul said.
"Do we have areas now?"
"We will, when we have children."
"Don't tease, Paul."
"I'm not," he said.
The sommelier returned to the table and made a great show of opening the wine and pouring it into Paul's glass. Paul tasted it and approved.
"By the way, I've been thinking about it. Now would be a good time to get started."
Annalisa took a sip of her wine. "Wow," she said. "I'm not sure I'm ready."
"I thought you wanted to have children."
"I do. I just wasn't thinking about having one so soon."
"Why not?" Paul said. "We've got plenty of money, and you're not working."
"I might go back to work."
"None of the other wives work," Paul said. "It's inconvenient."
"Says who?" Annalisa asked.
"Sandy Brewer."
"Sandy Brewer is an ass." Annalisa took another sip of wine. "It's not that I don't want to have a child, but we don't even have an apartment yet."
"That won't be a problem," Paul said. "You know you'll get this Mrs. Houghton's apartment if you put your mind to it."
He picked up the menu and studied it, absent-mindedly patting her hand.